Hi, Gina. I'm glad that you downloaded your free 2023 form ADV RFQ report, and I'll bet you have some questions. So let's get started. First, RFQ is designed to help CCOs meet the SEC compliance rule that requires the CCO to review their firm's compliance policies and procedures, at least annually, to ensure they're effective. And meeting one's filing requirements is part of your procedures, right?
Yeah, of course. And I think we do a good job at that. And we use third-party compliance firms and law firms to help us.
Sure. That's why Convergence decided to study filing quality. You see, they wanted to replace the "I think I do a good job" with "I know I do a good job."
So tell me what they learned.
Sure. In a nutshell, the industry gets a C grade, and Convergence wants to help CCOs do better. So let's get into what RFQ is, what it means, and why it matters. Okay, to start, Convergence is a data-driven research company that focuses on the asset management industry, especially the private markets. It uses alternative data, data science, and artificial intelligence to develop insights that its clients use to grow revenue, improve efficiency, and identify and manage risk. They do this by collecting raw data from regulatory filings, websites, and other sources. They harvest the raw data, curate and structure it, and then enrich it with proprietary rules. In the case of RFQ, their structured data can be tested and scored against their library of SEC filing rules. Once they score all advisors, they benchmark them and grade them using a bell curve.
If I'm following you correctly, RFQ scores tell the advisor how closely they're following the SEC's rules?
Exactly. Because believe it or not, the information in regulatory filings tells a story about the advisor's business.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And that story should be consistent with other materials like websites, social media, and investor presentations.
Yeah, that's right. And don't forget, the SEC's compliance rule implies that the CCO does something to ensure they comply with the rules governing their filings.
And I know that in the actual ADV, it says to complete this form truthfully because false statements and omissions may result in denial of your application, revocation of your registration, or criminal prosecution. And we must keep this form updated by filing periodic amendments. So then it seems that RFQ is a simple and independent way for an advisor and others to gauge the effectiveness of their compliance policies.
Yes, because RFQ digs deeply into Form ADV, specifically Parts 1A and 2A, to determine its quality.
Got it. So can you explain to me and our listeners a bit more about these sections and how they measure quality?
Sure. Think of Form ADV and other filings as telling a story about your advisory business. These stories are publicly available to your clients and potential new investors who use them to learn more about your business. So when you combine Parts 1A and 2A, they should simply and clearly describe the advisor's business, its business practices and investment strategies, the risks of investing in the strategies they use, conflicts of interest that business practices create, and how the advisor is managing them. And the SEC has been very clear that they expect these documents to be accurate, consistent, timely, and easy to read and understand.
Yeah, so you're saying that it goes well beyond just checking a bunch of boxes, radio buttons, and answering questions.
Yes. Convergence systematically breaks down each 1A and 2A sections and applies its proprietary technology to test scores and benchmarks them against other investment advisors. Their testing involves hundreds of rules that they've developed to test the accuracy, consistency, and frequency of Part 1A and whether Part 2A is easy to read and understand, and how well the advisor discloses and describes conflicts of interests that do and do not exist.
Tell us more about conflicts of interest and disclosure quality.
Sure. Convergence has tested and scored the quality of conflict disclosures in thousands of Part 2A filings over the past 13 years. They start by looking at advisors based on the type of business they run and first test for the existence of conflict disclosures, meaning, does the advisor clearly disclose whether certain business practices create or do not create conflicts of interest? And if they do, they're required to describe how it can impact their clients and also who and how it's being managed.
The quality of these disclosures can really matter to regulators and investors. But Anthony, tell us more about why this matters, because the SEC says right on their website that they don't look at these filings.
Yeah, it's a fair point to make, but you should be aware that the SEC is using more advanced data science to identify anomalies and their risk in advisors. Convergence can cite countless examples of how the SEC is doing this. In fact, Convergence's study of investment advisors cited by the SEC in enforcement actions indicates that more often than not, the advisors struggled with RFQ in one or more filings. So the first benefit of knowing your RFQ score is your ability to avoid those issues that can create regulatory risk and investor litigation.
But discuss some of the other benefits beyond just avoiding trouble, because it seems like that's the only benefit that CCOs ever talk about.
Absolutely. A well-crafted ADV can lower the expenses required to fix errors or even make amendments based on what you perceive as a material change to your business. So filing accurate and complete ADV eliminates filing amendments to fix errors. It's pretty basic. And as far as materiality goes, if 99% of other advisors first change the answer to a question in their annual filing amendment, why would you do it in an interim filing? Spending money on compliance is not exactly what advisors want to do, and spending it when they don't have to will drive them crazy.
On the topic of spending, investors expect their advisors to spend what they need to maintain compliance, good governance, checks and balances, and oversight, right? I mean, because I assume that investors and regulators would look more favorably upon advisors with high versus low RFQ scores.
I wholeheartedly agree. And as they become more aware of RFQ and its benefits, we suspect that it'll become a must-have tool for CCOs to include in their annual compliance policy review. And that willingness to embrace the new technology will translate into investor confidence as the word gets out, which in turn can help the advisor raise more assets, reduce compliance costs, and lower their risks.
Would you talk more about benchmarking and why Convergence uses a bell curve?
Certainly. Convergence thinks it's a fair way to score advisors who get the same questions wrong. When we see many advisors make the same error, it's likely due to confusion about the question or the actual rule. And there's certainly some of that in what we see. Look, just think about the marketing rule implemented 2 years ago. Many advisors are still struggling with it.
No, I agree. It's a fair approach. So then what does it mean when an advisor's scores are truly inconsistent with their peers?
First, let's start with low-quality scores. You know, the ones in the left tail of the bell curve, where they're lower than 84% of other filing advisors, and especially if your RFQ scores have been low for many years. And how about if they're low multiple regulatory filings, like Form 13F, 13D, and 13G, Form D? And how about NSEN and NPORT? The CCO should look into the reasons for low scores and improve them. Remember, they don't have to be perfect, but low-quality scores create regulatory risk, cost you more, and can hurt your fundraising efforts.
Fundraising? Well, how does RFQ help fundraising?
Well, just ask your fundraising team about the hassles they deal with when the operational due diligence teams of potential investors raise questions about the firm's commitment to compliance, especially if the investor read the ADV and detected issues.
So tell me more about the common issues Convergence finds in the ADV. You know, things that could help our listeners that they might not even realize that they're doing.
Sure. Let's start with inconsistencies between Parts 1A and 2A. For example, the advisor discloses the name of its CCO in Schedule A of Part 1A, yet fails to name them in the cover page of Part 2A. Quite frankly, it's a very silly way to invite a question about your oversight process. Now let me tell you about more material errors, omissions. For example, you charge a new type of fee to your client and disclose it in Part 1A, Item 5, but forget to describe it in Part 2A, Item 5, that discusses fees and expenses. That can create real problems.
Yeah, I agree. And those types of errors happen as advisors change. Can you give us another example?
Sure. One that comes to mind is advisors who appear to ignore the SEC's guidance on using clear and concise language when making disclosures. SEC actually states that the ADV brochure is not a legal document, so advisors should avoid using the type of technical, legal, and financial jargon that's often used in legal agreements, like the PPM and other fund documents.
Yeah, I remember you saying that the SEC wants them written so the average investor will read and understand them. So it's not what you say, but how you say it. So then once these issues are identified, how does Convergence help advisors improve their scores?
Yeah, well, that's where their expertise comes in. While they're not consultants and don't give advice, their team of compliance and data experts are available to discuss your test results. They help the CCOs understand the likely causes of test failures. Sometimes the fix is easy, and sometimes it's not.
Yeah, I mean, I see great value in this whole approach. They give the CCO a data-driven roadmap and explain the various ways to get to their destination.
You got it. That's their model, and it's quite unique. It combines powerful data, data science, AI, and subject matter experts.
It sounds like RFQ is more than just a compliance exercise, meaning it's a smart business strategy. Well, Anthony, I just want to thank you for your time. And to all CCOs, you know, there's good value in obtaining and learning about your RFQ score.
Yes, there is, Gina.
And then if I want to speak to a Convergence RFQ expert, what do I do?
Call John Finney at 203-461-0744, and he or one of his other experts will call you. Thank you for listening. We hope this discussion helped you understand Convergence RFQ and why it matters and the benefits it can create for your firm.